Hi, my name is Amy, and this is our first podcast from Play for Song today. Just a disclaimer, this is a re-recording of the very first podcast series I initially recorded back on August 7th. Since then, I've gotten a new microphone, and I do feel a little more comfortable with the podcast recording. I hope that this is good news to you all. I have gotten rid of the music. Hopefully with the new microphone, it sound a little better, and a few more changes. I've changed my schedules a bit since then as well. Starting September 2022, a new podcast will be uploaded Mondays and Thursdays. I have played around with how long I feel each podcast series should be and decided that depending on the contents and whether I am adding me playing piano or other recordings, it will be between 15 to 25 minutes. This means that this re-recording will be a little bit longer to align with that time commitment. If you are revisiting this since you heard it the first time, another change is that I'm now recording without the background music. I think I briefly mentioned it earlier. I think you can probably hear me a little bit better because that background music tends to kind of blend in with my voice. For those of you who are listening to this podcast for the first time, again, hi, this is Amy from Play for Song Today. And this podcast is for complete and early beginner pianists. If you have never played piano before and just began learning the piano, or you're getting back into it after a long break and consider yourself a beginner, you have come to the right place. I have been teaching piano for over 30 years and have worked with all levels of piano students, but loved working with beginners because it gave me the biggest satisfaction. I currently am running a piano teaching website called playfirstsongtoday.com specifically for beginners in an effort to reach wider audience and teach the joy of piano. My goal for this podcast series is pretty simple. And it is to give hope to brand new or early beginners. When I say hope, I mean to dissect it as plain and simple as possible. My experience in life has been that the most difficult part of something starting something new is that you don't know where the heck to begin. You have this excitement to start something wonderful, but much of what you find out there sound like foreign language. If the desire to learn to play has been knocking on your chest or never got to take the first step, and you can find 15-20 minutes twice a week, maybe it's during your commutes, to or from work, weekend, after dinner, after kids go to sleep, join me. Click that subscribe button now and check back with me. Today, I'm using this segment to introduce myself and discuss formats that I'll be running my podcasts on. And the other half of this podcast will be one of the most common questions, so please stay with me. I hope to eventually get the subject requests or questions from this podcast listeners, so please feel free to visit playfirstsongtoday.com and use the forum dedicated for my podcast. That is www.playfirstsongtoday.com. And it is playonestsongtoday.com. Before revealing me, your host, and we'll take a short 30-second break, I will be right back to introduce myself. Now we are back, and about me. Again, my name is Amy, and I began my piano career at the tender age of 2. Thanks to my obsessive mom who wanted to live vicariously through her young daughter, very young daughter. She has always told me that her family was too poor for her to take piano lessons and piano is typically reserved for the rich. She's always dreamed that when she has a girl, she will definitely play piano. When I was growing up, only way you can learn piano was by a teacher and in person. And unfortunately for me, my learning experiences have not been the most optimal, to say the least. Most of my teachers believed in discipline a lot more than learning the joy of piano or the fun part of it. I was often discouraged, preached on, and put down a lot for not doing more. As I already told you, I started at a very young age and often cried in and out of lessons because I really hated piano lessons. I hated to practice. I hated to listen to it. I just hated everything about it. My small hands were often bruised with ruler slapping down every time I made a mistake. Fortunately for my students and now you, all of these experiences made me want to change how I teach students. I believe in fun and positive environment. One of the reasons I decided to begin podcast is that I wanted to also provide my students and general public the opportunity to learn piano on platforms that are casual and different. I believe that each person learns differently, and having exposure to various learning platforms not only make it more fun, but promotes faster comprehension. Nowadays, learning piano can take a variety of forms. I'm excited to be able to reach a wider audience and spread the joy of music. I hope that you'll be able to learn a thing or two and use in your current studies of learning the piano. I often find the best learning is when you enjoy it and do it in regularity. Trying to master a song by spending excessive amount of time in front of piano in frustration rarely gets you too far. I usually recommend my young students to spend about 15 minutes in each practice and do it as often as possible. Even for adults, about half hour is a great length, and do it again. I mean, do it as often as possible again. If at any time you get stuck or frustrated, just stand up, take a walk, or do something else, then come back. Trust me, I have experienced this over and over, preparing for concerts and competitions. I hope that you find this podcast as refreshing, casual, and light, but yet impactful. Throughout future podcasts, I'll be sharing a lot of my past experiences as a student. Although my experiences as a student haven't been all positive, like I told you, I did go on taking on a teaching career for over 30 years. I particularly loved teaching beginners. And my youngest students were as young as 2 years old and as old as 83 years old. I loved watching my students having the light bulb moments and then the big smiles that followed. I ran multi-location music studios and stores for over 12 years, working with public, private, and charter schools for various age groups and grades. I recently set up an online piano teaching site called playfirstsongtoday.com. hoping to teach beginning pianists who need a creative platform instead of a typical music studio in-person setup. Maybe you have crazy work schedules, maybe you travel a lot, or maybe you have limited amount of time during the day and find it difficult to work with anyone locally. Our platform lets you learn on your own time at the pace you need. I'm hoping to learn as much as you would like to learn from me. So please share your experiences and ask what you're struggling with. I promise to listen with an open mind. As I said earlier, use this podcast as part of your support system to your existing piano learning. Or if you have already wanted to play the piano but haven't had a chance, use this podcast and my website, playfirstsongtoday.com, as your launch pad. I assure you, that learning and playing piano will enrich your life. I have experienced it myself, and I have heard it from many, many people. For 15, 20 minutes of your morning or afternoon commute or during downtime, you will be able to learn a few things about piano, how to play, or general music theory that'll come in very handy. Again, I look forward to mixing in your feedback as I grow. I will rely heavily on comments from my listeners to know how I am doing, what other questions and concerns you have when trying to play piano, and what support you would like for me to provide. Our very first topic is finding the middle C. If you ever attempted to play piano using a book of some sort or even a teacher, you would hear something like, put your hand in a middle C position, or find your middle C. You can think of middle C as a foundation note. Now, imagine piano keys. If you're not driving and are able to either sit in front of a piano, keyboard, or even a picture of piano keys, it may be helpful to follow along. For those of you who may be driving or don't have piano keys in front of you, I'm just going to ask you to picture this. You see a long line of white keys, and you see some black keys in the middle somewhere, just along the ways, right? The black keys are in groups of two, then three, two again, and three again. The pattern continues throughout the entire keyboard. Typically, on a lot of beginning piano songs, your right hand is in the middle C position, where your right thumb is on the middle C. Piano keys are comprised of seven letters: A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Every white key on the piano is named one of these letters. The easy part is that it'll be the same repetition of these letters. It's never random letters, just scattered around. If you're sitting in front of a full-size keyboard or piano, the farthest left white key is A. The farthest right white key is C. From the left, white key is then A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, and so on. Even if you have a smaller keyboard that's less than 88 keys, whichever white key that you may have, the order is going to be the same. Then in the midst of all these white keys are black keys in sets of two and three, except the one odd one on your far left, again, if you have a full-size keyboard or piano. Depending on what key each of the white key is, the black key is either the flat or sharp. You probably have heard it. Say F sharp, G flat. It's the same concept. Middle C is exactly what it sounds like. It's the C in the middle of the piano. Assuming that you're sitting in the middle from both ends of the piano, it should be the C right in the middle of the piano. Did you find it on your piano or keyboard? I hope so. Again, I have a blog specifically for finding middle C, so feel free to visit my blog post on this with pictures and diagrams. I even have a short YouTube video on it, so you can be sure you've gotten it right. Again, the website is www.playfirstsongtoday.com. And there are a lot of other blogs, a lot of other information on them, so you can really use it as a reference. So in this small segment, you learned on important information. Next time you're at home, break open that dormant keyboard or piano and start with finding the middle C, then just venture into just getting used to the sounds of the piano. Then join me for the next segment. In the meantime, visit us again at playfirstsongtoday.com. For much more information and using the forum, let me know what you're struggling with. It just may be featured in next episodes. Also, please subscribe to my channel so you can be alerted when next episode comes up here on podcast. So you know, we have great episodes containing topics that are asked the most by beginner piano students and parents. Starting with next episode on Early Beginner Pianist Guide to Beats, Rhythms, and Tempo, I'll be bringing you basic theory on piano tones, notes, and rests, continued by knowing your why playing the piano so you can get the most of your learning experiences, what progress sounds like, logistics topics such as how much are lessons and how long should lessons be, what options do you have in learning piano? Additionally, I'll also be comparing acoustic piano versus keyboard for those who may be looking to purchase an instrument, as well as what should your or your child's first instrument should be. And we're not just talking about piano. Again, subscribe to listen to these great topics, and I hope you had a good time following along with me, and thank you so much for listening. This was Amy from PlayFirstSongToday.com. Happy tunes.